My show on, girl. Welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, well, one of them, Queenie. Let's get this show on the road. Let's get this show pop-locking, okay? Pop-locking. Let's start off with a little bit. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we can play for you today to just get your night started knowing that it is that good Monday for, you know, some crazy, crazy things happen right here on 5926 Central. So I don't want to hold you up. I just want to share something with you. Let's hear a song by Marcel Casanova, and it's called Country, right here on 5926.
Lean on, man.
More.
Yeah, I'm country with it, light trail ride, two door on that cow hide, teeth shine like sunshine, 40 cocked on my waistline, country boy, but I don't smoke hate, loud sweet in my ashtray, treat every day like my last day,
treat every day like my last day,
I'm country, AC on with the windows down, if you see me, no contenders round, talk of the town, I shut them down, moonshine and joints rolled, if I'm in the game, then points go, house parties and drink poles, pimp talking, kangos, I'm country.
You hear the country talk, yeah. You see the country walk, yeah. You smell the country homie, yeah. It feels I'm country homie,
yeah.
I'm country.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Talk,
yeah.
Country walk,
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Listen, I'm just saying. Look, that song right there is a good song done by my brothers. All of my brothers was on that song letting you know that they are country. We all country, y'all. When I say, I always tell people we're country ghetto. You know, we a little bit of country, little bit of ghetto. We're right here in South Park, Texas, you know, Houston, Texas. And I'm telling you, baby, when I say we done seen some things, baby, we done seen some things. Made it through some things. And guess what? Still here, huh? You can't look. It don't get no better than that. When you able to look over your life and say, hey, but I'm still here. Look. Then go ahead and give God the glory. All right? Listen. So, let's see what we want to do. What we want to do. I definitely want to get into some weather. So let me get my mind straight. And let me get into the weather. Now, for those of you that live in Houston, you already know that it gets straight up ignorant here. Yes, it does. It gets straight up ignorant. Okay? And it's raining right now, okay? So we're going to go in detail about everything that's going on right here in just a few minutes, huh? Just a few minutes. Y'all know I'm just trying to get it together, All right, let's see. What's going on in your weather? Well, y'all know it's Monday, okay? Tonight is mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds. 5 to 10 miles per hour for Tuesday. A chance of showers early in the morning, then thunderstorms in the late morning and early afternoon. Showers in the late morning, and I don't know why it's repeating itself. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the late morning and early afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Again, glory. Look. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 70% in the morning, increases to 80% in the afternoon for Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Then partly cloudy with a 20%, my lord, chance of 20% chance of rain after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Let's look at Wednesday, which is in the morning. Time to start your day is going to be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Highs around 90, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 30% in the morning, increasing to 60% in the afternoon. Again, welcome to 5926 Central. And we're going to keep it going. We're going to play a little bit of, let's see. I'm feeling a little bit of, Cash In, maybe? Cash In, what's going on, Cash In. Cash In is, of course, my son, but also a very well-known artist. We applaud him for everything that he does, okay? So we're going to play this one. It says, I do it for, right here. On 5926 Central.
Cash.
Yeah.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the black. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the black. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
Tryna be the gold hustle like I'm broke. I just wanna get to the cash. I just wanna
wanna get a bag. Can't trip on the shit in the past, cause I know people looking at me. So I gotta grind and make it happen. I spit facts, don't do no capping. I'm interactive, can't do no lacking. This for my partners that's in the cage. Keep your head up, I feel your pain. This for the ones we lost the pain. Y'all faces still on my brain. I do me, I ain't switching lanes. Keep it 100, you know how I'm coming. It's all about money, ain't calling, I'm running. It's up, then I'm jumping, ain't doing no front. This shit on my back, I'm the chosen one. Go and get it, they don't owe me nothing. Got a heart, but it's a broken one. So if you want loyalty, gotta show you some.
Niggas that ain't make it off the block, tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got.
When you look in my eyes, you gon' see the hood, you gon' see the rain, you gon' see the pain. That's the kind of shit that make you insane. I just hope you understood our trials and tribulations. I feel like I'm in a matrix. So many people were supposed to make it. That's why my drive is so amazing. Cause I'm not letting my niggas go back to the bullshit, nigga, that's lame. So I'm about to make a new way for all the people saying my name. When it's pouring down 5800, my brain cold, ain't stopping. I'ma get it done, I'ma run it back like I'm Usain Bolt. If you ain't know, I'm just saying, no, that's my plan. I'ma stand on it like a man. And it's not a game, I'm not playing. I'm doing all that I can
for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got.
Welcome back. Look, you know, he say he do it for his hood. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. That was Cash In right here on 5926 Central. Look, this week has just begun. Last week was something else. But anyway, you know, weekend was wonderful. It was laid back. Like I say, Houston, we got rain. I was rolling through the rain. I got a little putt-putt, but I love my little putt-putt. I get, and it's not a putt-putt, it's full-fledged car, but it's like a little bug. And I get to where I need to go, you understand me? It just is what it is. So, today, I was in a store. I was in Family Dollar, right? And Family Dollar, I was looking for some stuff, right? I do some craft, a lot of craft, and I make dominoes. I make rolling trays. Y'all know what rolling trays are. Let's just be real. Let's not trip. So I was looking for different things that I need to craft with. Baby powder. I know it sounds crazy, but I use baby powder for crafting. Sounds crazy. So I get to the register, right? And the guy at the register, I just looked at him, I said, man, because I was looking, I was like, he looks like, really like my brother. If my brother, Marcel Casanova, stood side by side with this dude, he'd be like, oh, my God, this is your twin. This is your you know, long-lost twin brother. So I'm looking at the dude, and I'm saying, okay, I got to say something to him. But when I get ready to say something to him, for some reason, I ask him, is he sick of working at the job he's working at? And he was like, yeah, I'm sick of it. So I gave him some numbers for some jobs or whatever, you know, and I'm saying that to say this. Sometimes our attention is drawn to a person to give them some information or for a purpose. You got to make sure that you understand what purpose is, you know. Because if he would never look like my brother, I never would have said a word. I was just, give me my stuff. Let me get up out of here. It's raining. And Southport, when it rains, it pours. We got to swim home if we ain't careful. But I say that because sometimes we turn temporary people into permanent fixtures, you know, and we end up in a whole heck of a lot of trouble. And we wonder, why am I going through, why am I, because you took a temporary situation and tried to make it permanent. It's a lot of folk in your life that were temporary assignments, or they had a temporary assignment with you, and you decided, I'm keeping you. No, no, no. You need to let them go and go about their business. When people stay too long, it get uncomfortable. When people stay too long, it get uncomfortable. I'm just telling you the truth. You know, I don't want to sugarcoat nothing with you and won't play around with you. When you let people that's temporary stay too long, you start looking at them like this. This is how you know a person's temporary. When you start looking at them like, dang, are you still here? Dang, don't you have a job to go to? Dang, you need another $20? Dang, you eating out my refrigerator? Dang, this is how you know that was a temporary person. When every little thing they do irritates your soul, you know you done messed up. You done messed up and made a temporary person a permanent person. So I tell you right now, if you know that you are the person in that situation right now, I encourage you, for the sake of your life, your peace, and your tranquility, to go ahead and get rid of them. Oh, get rid of them. Get rid of them. I'm talking about do it now. Do it now before you think too hard on it. I'm going to play a little bit by a poet called The Breakdown. Her name is His Poet. All right, so check it out. Share the show with somebody. Make sure that you follow us on Facebook and all that good stuff. Here it goes. His Poet, The Breakdown.
And united for one God, yet divided by ourselves. Wondering why people won't come in completely. They see us broken, breaking each other. She did, he did, they did. Church hurt me. And the others standing outside looking through stained glass windows. They stand aching to come in, yet afraid because of how perfect we look. We ain't perfect. We look good being imperfect. As we slug others on the inside, blazing their imperfection while failing to identify our own. Hey, I'm guilty. I could say thank you, Jesus, over and over again for forgiveness for forfeiting the unfortunate choices of one I call my church family while they outside look on the inside through stained glass windows. Nearly dying from outside hurt while church hurts kills us on the inside. They desire to enter, but they stay looking through stained glass windows to what safety appears to be. Love. Hopefully agape, yet Philo raises its hands, many times screaming, notice me, yes, I love you. It's nice, cute, and necessary, for if I say sister or brother, then I must love you as such. Eros is there too, waiting for marriages or affairs. Yeah, I said it. It's real in the church. Storge love, like mama, daddy, uncle, auntie love, that's there too, but hopefully agape stands at attention, the highest love, his love, in fact, if we truly had this love, there would be no negative impact. Love breeds love. Iron sharpens iron. And we, many times, use neither and end up spiritually killing each other and them, the outsiders, looking for something real, wanting, needing something real. But so many times, it's just the world all packaged up real pretty, just looking like church, but offering the same rejection in its called church hurt. Hurting hurt people, preparing them to hurt others. You remember your first time? I'm speaking to my church folk. The first time you church hurt someone or got church hurt. It hurts, don't it? Guilt on one side, betrayal on the other. Now we caught up on us and we can't even go get them standing on the outside. Hurting from the world.
So they look through the stained glass windows, aching to grab what appears to be agape storge, philo, or even eros love, when inside too many churches have none of the above. There's only brokenness of church hurt, covered in smiles, fake hugs, and Judas kisses. And when reality hits us that hurt church folk, out looks better than in. And some inside join them on the outside, looking through the stained glass windows, and they ask their newfound company, hey, what happened in there? And they said, too much hurt inside. At least I know what to expect out here with you. And the outsider said, my God, what type of love is this? And the insider said, painful. And they leave that window and find another one, hoping to hurt no more. Something has got to change. When does the hurt stop? There are people outside waiting to come in, but they are not persuaded by the perfection that appears to be, because they recognize the same hurt that lives in them on many of the church folk faces they see. So finally they keep walking in search for agape outside of the church. Something has got to change. God's people cannot keep hurting each other. We are losing too many of them, looking through stained glass windows, which are only stained because we slaughter each other spiritually. Dear Father, please teach your children your agape, because that's the love we truly need to give.
Listen, I'm over here just snapping. I'm over here just snapping because, man, church hurt is real. I mean, golly. But anyway, so shout out to His Poet. Keep spinning those lyrics. Do what you do. A lyricist, that's what I call it. You're listening to 5926 Intro. Ain't nobody playing with y'all. Ain't nobody playing with y'all. Let me see what else I can find y'all to play tonight. I want to bless your night. I want to just let you have a good, good time on 5926 Central. I'll never deny who I am. I'm going to be who I'm going to be. How about that? Next song I want to play is by, let's play some Billy Cook. I'm always, you know, I'm going to have some other artists I'm going to upload and all that good stuff to the podcast. I do love sharing my family's gifts and talents with you all. Matter of fact, before we go into that song, let's look at Mahogany Girls. Y'all know I always got to share about Mahogany Girls, because Mahogany Girls is one of our sponsors. And they have signed on for our to be represented on our podcast. Okay. So let's see if I get some information up for you. We also will have information for Mahogany Girls also on our Twitter page, on our Facebook page, on all that good stuff. So right now I'm at Mahogany Girls Studio. On their Facebook page, and you can visit them at Mahogany Girls Studio. Now, Mahogany Girls Studio is pre-sketched canvases where you can have paint parties. They also pre-sketched canvas kits. Okay, so you can go to that page and you can find the things that you want. You just, you know, that you want to throw a party, a girls' night, it's even art for the fellas. So, hate to leave nobody out. Okay, so you may want to go by, check it out, see what you like. Even if it's just something you want to do with a little sip of wine, right, with some good jazz on, some Luther, okay, some Jasmine Sullivan, okay, oh yeah, yeah, it's, it, you know, and just have some time with you. You might want to just team up with you and your boo, right? Get a good little romantic dinner going on, and then y'all do y'all own little sip and paint. All kinds of ideas that you can do with Mahogany Girls, you know. So many different designs, so many different, I mean, things you can do, I'm telling you, you know. Like I said, whether it's an individual, whether it's a group, whether it's a couple, whatever it is, you want to give a kit as a gift. You want to do it as a raffle, you know, go there, see what you got. She has had orders from organizations where they come in and they order up a whole, you know, 50-some canvases. I mean, you let your imagination go. You want to teach some classes, you know, or you want to just, whatever you want to do, you want to bless the youth. It is the summertime, and you know you want to do something to keep them busy, okay? Now, I'm just trying to help you out with your ideas, but I'm telling you, you know, go ahead and get yourself together because them kids at home, and you need to find something for them to do. All right, next song coming to you is Have It Your Way right here on 5926 Central.
Seasons come and it is gonna last. like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my famous queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My dream is more, and for she looks well. In harmony, she led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My career more, and
a lot of people in music that have been making an impact on music. Maybe, look, and I can't even say maybe not national, but international, he has been in music. I mean, toured with Silk, toured with Juvenile, seated next to Snoop Dogg. I mean, you have to give people their honor while they are here. And so I'm just excited about that, and look forward to seeing more people honor who needs that honor. Some people say, well, it's not about you. Look, you gotta let people know while they are here how important they are, and good job. Come on. What is so wrong with telling somebody good job? Come on. Every now and again. Come on. I'm excited about it. I just want to send out a congratulations to my brother, Billy Cook. And I look forward to hearing more from you. You have some new stuff out, and we want to try to get a hold of it if we can. Now, I am his sister, but guess what? I have to ask, just like everybody else. How about that? All right. I am enjoying myself on the show tonight, trying to find something else for you guys to listen to that is, you know, something I like. Why don't we listen to a little bit of Q Stone? Anything. Right here on 5926.
You got to believe in what you do. You got to have faith in what you can be. If you don't have faith, you won't be able to achieve anything. You can do anything. You could be a scientist, do your own research and use your own common sense. You could be a doctor, you could study chemistry, make your own medicine, find your own remedy. Yeah, you could be a thinker, you could be a teacher, become a great leader. You could be a judge and prosecute the hatred. You can make justice fair for all cases. Yeah, and if you put your mind to it, say a little prayer, get focused and just do it. You got a great history, legacies of competence. You could be a nation's man, you could be a president. God made us in his own image. With the power that he gave us, we was born to be winners, conquerors, achievers, confident believers. We gotta claim the victory, nothing can defeat us. Faith,
all I got is my faith. I gotta hold on to my faith. I gotta believe that I can succeed. I know that I can do anything, anything, oh anything. I know that I can do anything, anything, oh anything.
You can do anything. The key is in the knowledge. You can be an astronaut. You can be a pilot. You can be an engineer, master mathematics. Practice psychology and help the drug addict. You can be more than a rapper, more than an athlete, more than an actor. You can be a scholar or a well-known author. You can raise a family and be a good father. Yeah. There's power in your mind, there's power in your spirit, and your spirit is divine. Let your light shine. See, we all got gifts, but if we don't have God, then we won't be equipped. You can move mountains, you can open seas. You can be a queen just as long as you believe. You can move mountains, you can open seas. You can be a king just as long as you believe and have faith.
All I got is my faith. I gotta hold on to my faith.
Hold on.
I was jamming so hard that I forgot I was on the air. How about that? I was jamming so hard. Listen, as y'all notice, Billy Cook is in that with cute songs. I am a fan, big fan. And look, not because my brother's on there, but because his music moves you. And at the same time, while it's moving you, it's telling you something. Come on. Getting you on your P's and your Q's. How about that? All right, anyway. I have enjoyed myself tonight. I want to give a shout-out to my sis, Zam. I'm holding it down for you, boo. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I want everybody to make sure that you check out Bustin' Loose in Faith tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Check out Wednesdays. That's where our sisters united. Thursdays, we're bringing back 219 to talk. And Fridays, Bustin' Loose in Faith. Looking forward to bringing back JD's Man Cave. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it, but y'all, I'm going to do it. Do you hear what I'm saying? All right. Want y'all to be encouraged. You are talking to listening to the founder of My Gospel Soul Radio, where we're going to keep it moving and we're going to bring you content that I forgot how my husband said it, but content that has his ear to the heartbeat of the world. I guess that's how it goes, but whatever it is, I am excited. Talk to you guys later on this week, of course, me on the podcast. But just want to say thank you. I see that our ratings are up, and I am excited. I hope that we are sharing content, amen, that you are proud of. Leave a comment, share if you like it, if you don't like it, if it can improve, whatever. I'm gonna let you say something, all right? How about that? Talk to you another night. Love y'all, but we gotta go.